Next heading, cultivation of self-awareness, or making assumptions explicit. Self-awareness involves all four intelligences and is a unique human endowment. It's essentially another word for the space between stimulus and response, the space where you can pause and then make choices or decisions. Cultivating self-awareness by trying to understand and make explicit our underlying assumptions, theories, and paradigms is without any question one of the highest leverage activities we can be involved in. Because we are always making assumptions, and because they are very implicit, that is, we are unaware we are making them, by making them explicit, by questioning them, we can make huge quantum leaps. We can simply learn to think what's called outside the box. Self-awareness involves all four intelligences and is a unique human endowment. It's essentially another word for the space between stimulus and response, the space where you can pause and then make a choice or decision. Let me suggest several other approaches to nurture self-awareness. My daughter Colleen probably has 70 different journals filled with her thoughts written for her eyes only. Journal writing has enabled her to be an observer of her own involvements in life, and also to make choices based on those observations. She has developed the capacity to reinvent herself almost on a moment's notice, simply because her self-awareness is so deep and strong. I have seen her make important decisions based on the direction of conscience or spiritual intelligence, subordinating both IQ and EQ, and then later finding all three to be in harmony. The discipline of putting thoughts into writing is grueling, but powerful and clarifying. A failure learned from becomes a success. So in this sense, there need be no real failures, only learning experiences put to good use in life. Another powerful way to develop awareness of self and others, and to make assumptions explicit, is seeking feedback from other people. We all have blind spots. Some of them are literally crippling to our effectiveness. But if we will cultivate the habit, either informally or formally, of seeking feedback from other people, people we care about and around whom we work and live, we will fast-track our growth and development. It's analogous to people doing market research and benchmarking against world-class excellence rather than local or regional competitors. This often gives us information on blind spots that are also blind to other people. Many people, myself included, see sincere prayer, pondering prayer, listening prayer as a way to sense the direction of conscience and to see life as a mission, a stewardship, and contribution opportunity. Prayer can also give strength and courage to step back, admit mistakes to others, apologize, recommit, and then get back on track.